There's plenty of surveillance taking place in the U.S. that the FISA bill doesn't cover. Personal information like emails and bank transactions are routinely monitored by several different government agencies. Here to explain who's watching what is Matthew Aid. He's an intelligence historian at the National Security Archives at George Washington University. And if we could start off by talking about what exactly isn't covered by this FISA bill.
The FISA bill applies strictly to the activities of our nation's eavesdroppers, meaning the National Security Agency for Foreign Intelligence and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which does eavesdropping domestically. As best as I can tell, virtually every agency in the U.S. intelligence community is engaged in or has been engaged in some way, shape, or form monitoring the activities of Americans or people living in the United States since 9/11. You have the CIA, which has been monitoring wire transfers around the world. Then you have the FBI's several dozen domestic surveillance operations, both electronic and human intelligence gathering. You have various branches of the Pentagon engaged in nefarious activities. So basically, it's just about everybody in the intelligence community.
So what sort of guarantees are there, if any, to make sure that our privacy and our civil liberties are protected?
Oh, I wish I knew the answer to that one. I think we're at the mercy of those branches of the government that are responsible for oversight, and most specifically the Congress of the United States, which, frankly, in the last 8 years has not done a particularly good job in terms of overseeing these programs. In part, it's not their fault because the current administration kept the vast majority of Congress uninformed about the nature and extent of these activities. But I've also noticed that amongst those who were informed, there was a lack of interest in probing deeply into the activities, who was being spied upon.
When listeners hear that, you know, there are agencies out there watching our phone calls and our bank transactions, even our travel plans, I think it's pretty natural for folks to feel a little bit paranoid or suspicious. Should the average citizen be concerned?
Secrecy breeds fear. This administration, with all due respect, has been less than forthcoming with information about what has transpired since 9/11 in the way of domestic spying and intelligence activities in general. And I think that has fostered a lot of concern and fear in many quarters, and I think rightly so. I think there should have been greater transparency. And I think we have to wait until after January 20th of next year when a new administration takes power, you know, in the hopes that greater transparency will then become available.
Given the current state of the world, couldn't you argue that we need this kind of surveillance to make sure that we can remain safe and secure?
We don't have a problem with the government doing what is necessary to protect us. I think every American agrees with that basic premise. What frightened and scared a lot of people is the fact that the government did it by bypassing the legal safeguards that had been set up to make sure that no illegal activities were taking place, meaning the FISA court. The fact that the current administration felt it necessary to go around the legal safeguards, I think, properly scared people about what it was that the government was doing and how it was doing it and why it couldn't operate within the legal frameworks that currently exist.
Matthew Aid is an intelligence historian at George Washington University. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.